Gemara in Daf Lamed says as follows, a couple of lines in the bottom. Ahudu amale lechavre, my boy is b'hai ara. Amale minoch zavinta bezavna minoch. In the Bach, it doesn't have the amale de zavna minoch. Minoch zavinta de zavna minoch. Meplanya zavinta de zavna minoch. Meplanya zavinta de zavna minoch. The person, the nitba, says that he bought it from someone, the Zavna Minoch. So Amalei, Atlav, Kamodis, the High Ara Dibihu, the Atlo Zavinta Minoch, Izil, Lav Balvan Dibiyat. So Zokta Ma'are, Ma'are responds, you're being molded to me, you're admitting that the Ara belongs to me. You're saying the Planya Zavinta, the Zavna Minoch. So the Zavna Minoch means that you're admitting that the land belongs to belong to me at some point. The at loz zavinta minoch, but you didn't buy it from me. You say you bought it from a middleman. That's not me. I claim I never sold it to him. But you're admitting that I owned the field at some point in time, and you're saying that you didn't buy it from me. Zil, so get out of here. Lav baldvaram didiyah, says the Ma'ar. You're not my baldover. You're admitting that I own the field. You're admitting that I'm a marakam over here. But you're claiming that you bought it from who? From him? Who's he? Who's the middleman? You didn't buy it from me? So lav baldvaram didiyah. So Amar Rava dina ka amalei. Rava says he's right. Rava says that the Ma'ara wins. The Ma'ara wins, that the person who said the Planya Zavinta, the Zavna Minoch, has no leg to stand on. That's the sugya. Three lines. Very, very innocuous sugya. But there's a lot here. So let's see the Rashbam. So where's the Rashbam? Dr. Rashbam, Lamed Amad Aleph. There's no Rashbam. But on Lamed Amad Beis, Rashbam goes to town. Like if you look only at Lamed Amad Aleph, you say, wow, there's nothing here. I mean, there's big Tosfos, but there's a Rashbam too. So let's see the Rashbam on Lamed Amad Beis. Dr. Rashbam. Amar Lein, Yuplan Yezav into the Zavnina. Kloma. Well, what does that mean? Says Rashbam. Kloma. Sha'amar lo, v'shas mechir shu lokcha mimcha. The machzik, let's say, right, the nitba, so he says that he bought it from the middleman, and the middleman said, that's why the girsa of the Gemara is not the Omar li dezavim enough, because if that's the girsa, so then why would the Rashbam have to tell me that? Right, so he's explaining what it means. The plan is zavim to dezavim. How do I know that zavim enough? What does that mean? The Omar li dezavim enough. He told me that he bought it from you. Yeah. Shehu amma she kloma shamli bishas bechir shulak chamimcha. Umeachar shelo toein shelo toan vachalti shnei chazaka. Umeachar shelo toan vachalti shnei chazaka. Ishtar mechir shelo odena biyodem. Since he doesn't claim achalti shnei chazaka, that's missing. Right? That's the one thing we know. And the whole parak is about cheskes abatim, cheskes moshav. There's nothing about cheskes moshav over here. Dr. Rashbam, since he doesn't say achal v'shnei chazok, it must be that the shtar mechira is still in his hands. What shtar mechira? The shtar mechira from the middleman. The machzik. He's holding on to, he's on the field. He doesn't have gimel shamin, but he's on the field. That's why the ma'arer was towing. So the fact that he doesn't have shnei chazok, it must mean that the shtar mechira still is in his hand. Because if not, what leg is he standing on? He thinks he's standing on something. So it must be that the shtar mechira to the middleman he still has. Maskana de Mil says up the Gemara Mukuna Lebiyaha Ma'arim. The maskana is that we give it to the Ma'arim. Why? The Hanu time is of the Rashbam. The Kevin is over the Shalom Yahakaka Mukhila. Lomi Baya Hekad Lo Hexag Vashaloshan and Melafilo Hexag Vashaloshan and Nami and Chazok and Mafkino Lemine. So up the Rashbam, it doesn't matter whether this Machzik was there for less than Gimel Shanim, which is what we think. He doesn't have Eidim on Gimel Shanim. Even if he was there for Gimel Shanim, it's not going to help him. Why? Why does he lose? Why does the machzik lose? So Zokter Rashbam, mafkinu leminei do hachazoka she'eni matayinihi. That's the yisod. The yisod, Zokter Rashbam, of this whole sugya is that the machzik doesn't have a time. Chazoka she'eni matayinihi. We know this principle. Okay, the Mishnah Mem Aleph, the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes on the base. Chazoka she'eni matayinihi, ain't a chazoka. So Zokter Rashbam, the planya zavinta de zavna minoch is not a taina. It's not a taina. It's not a taina. So because it's not a taina, so therefore he loses zila bal dramidia. Why is it not a taina? So the Rashbam explains. He continues. Why is it not a taina? Jehu eino yodea im haisa shaloso shemachar lo im lav. He doesn't know if it belonged to the middleman or not. V'habalek yikir bav besada she'ena shaloso shemachar v'yachzirena lama arim. V'hu yigvama osav min hamochar lo kada paskinim v'shnayim ochsim. Look, he's not going to lose out. He's going to claim from the... He has a shtar mechira, right? So if the middle guy stole it, so then he can take him to Beis Din and he'll get his money back. But it's a pain in the neck. He'll have to do that. He'll have to engage in the pain in the neck to get his money back. But the Ma'ara is going to win Zafdi Rashbam. Because it's a chazoka sheni matayim. Afal gab duleka edim la Ma'arer midakamar v'lo modisli. Even though we know there are no edim for the Ma'arer that he ever owned this field, we know that. Rashbam adds the next point. First point is that the machzik is going to lose because it's a chazoka sheni matayim. Now comes the Rashbam and says, we must be talking about a case where there are no Edom that the Ma'ar ever owned the field. Why? Because he says, V'lav kamodisli. Why do we need V'lav kamodisli if there are Edom that he owned? So obviously there are no Edom. That's a very, very important point. Put that in your back pocket. Okay, so the first point is that the Ma'ar is going to lose because it's a Chazav HaShenim Latayim. We'll have to still explain that a little bit better. But that's point number one. Point number two, Zakhtar Rashbam, obviously we're talking about a situation where the Ma'ar doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the field. Because he says, V'lav kamodis. You're being moda that I own the field. So if he had Edom at one point in time he owned, he doesn't need V'lav kamodis. Yeah. V'lav min amigo. So comes the Rashbam and says, oh, you say chazoka sheni matayna, but he has a migo. Doesn't this machzik have a migo? What's the migo? Diboy amar nazavinta minoch v'chal d'shnei chazoka. We don't say that he has a migo dibaya mana zavinta minach v'chadish nechazaka. What does he claim? Miplanya zavinta dezavna minach. He claims miplanya zavinta dezavna minach. Doesn't he have a migo that he could say minach zavinta? I bought it from you. There are no edim that he ever owned the field, so he can just say, I bought it from you. I bought it from you. So Zavdu Rashbam, no, he doesn't have a migo. He doesn't have a migo. V'lo armin a migo dibaya mana zavinta minach v'chadish nechazaka. Ki omer meplanya zavinta de zavna minach neman, shu atzmo enu yodeim zavna hamoche mineida ma'arem lav. Hilkach keben de humodi la ma'ar de shalo haisa hodo az badin kemei edin dami. De gamoda hu she'enu yodeim locha hamoche lo min ambaylim im lav. So therefore he's going to lose. Dr. Rashbam, there is no migu here. What do you want to say? This person claims meplanya zavinta Zavna Minach. So why shouldn't he be Neman Benigo that he could say Minach Zavinta? If he says Minach Zavinta, he'd be Neman. Why? Why would he be Neman if he said Minach Zavinta? Why? It's his word against the other guy's word. Yeah?
Freedom of account?
I'm sorry?
Business of account?
Better? What? Pesha Asa, he has a Pesha Asa. If there's no Eidim that the Ma'ar ever owned this field, so if he says Minach Zavinta, it's like a double Migu, right? If he says Minach Zavinta, so he's really Neman B'Migu, that he could say, Lo Haisa Shalchame Olam. That he would win with. That time is good. Minach Zavinta would take a win, because he could say, what are you doing here? It's not, that belonged to you to begin with. But says the Rashbam, he can't say Miplanya Zavinta Zavin Minach and hide behind a Migu. But Migu the Minach Zavinta, that doesn't work. Why not? Why not? Why does that not work? So up to Rashbam, why? What are the magic words? Exactly. That's what the Rashbam keeps on coming back to. It's a Chazaka Sheni Matana. Why? Why? Because what's he saying? He's admitting that he knows the Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. He's claiming he bought it from the middleman. Who bought it from him, but he doesn't know that the middleman bought it from the first guy. So the whole thing's a suffix by him. That's not a taina. That's not a taina. That doesn't work. That's not a taina. That doesn't work. This is the Rashbam. Okay, this is the Rashbam. And Rashbam is careful to say that it doesn't matter whether he was machzik shaloshan. Even if he was machzik shaloshan, this is not going to work. It's not just that he doesn't have a chazaka. Even if he has edim on a chazaka, it's gonish. It's nothing. Why?
Because you need two things to be Zocha. You need Chazaka plus Taina. This is Chazaka Sheini with Taina. So even if he had a Cheskas Gimel Shana, it still wouldn't work. Over here, it doesn't sound like he has a Cheskas Gimel Shana. But Zokta Rashbam, even if he had Cheskas Gimel Shana, he still would lose because it's a Chazaka Sheini with Taina. Because it's a Chazaka Sheini with Taina. But it's this idea, this whole Sugya, the Planya's event of the Zatim, you know, it's really a Gemara later on. The Gemara later on basically says this. Let's see this Gemara. We're not finished with the Rashbam yet, but let's see the Gemara for a moment. Let's turn to this Gemara. Tahuda Dar Bakashta Bilisa. Famous Gemara. Cheskas Abati Memalef Amebeis. Poses is going to quote this Gemara more. The Rashbam's next point is going to focus on this Gemara. Gemara says, Ahud Gavra Dar Bakashta Bilisa Abashoni. Oh, so that case. Person had Cheskas Gimel Shana. He lived there for 4 years. Arba Shani. Also, Mori Debesa Ashkechei Omerle, my boy is my Besa. So, the Mori Debesa, the person who owned the property. We know he owned the property. The person who owned the property once upon a time comes and says, what are you doing here? The Marakama says, my boy is Bahai Besa, right? Also Mar the Besa Ashkuche Omale, my boy is by Besa, Omale Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavnaminach. Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavnaminach. This is the parallel sugya to Daf Lamed. Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavnaminach. It's also Lakamid Rabchia. Omale, Isloch Sadi, the Dorba Ihu, the Zavnaminach. Afilochad Yomo, Ukim the Labiadach. The Lolo, Zokt Rabchia. If he has Edim that he lived there for one day, the middleman lived there for one day, if the Machzik has Edim that the middleman lived there for one day, then I'd give it to him, Dr. Bchia. But if not, not. Amar Rav, Abi Yisivna Kameh Dechavivi, Va'amar Lei, V'chi Eino Demasi Lika V'limka Balayla. He needs Edim that he lived there one day, maybe the Mocha bought it and sold it, he got his profit, and that's the end of it. He wasn't so sure Bchia should be right. But Lemaskona Rabchi is right. Rabchi is right. If he has Edim, if the Machzik has Edim that the Mocha, that the middleman lived there one day, then he'll win. But without that, he doesn't win, says the Gemara. He doesn't win. But the Chazise Ledaite, he adds. Right? Chazise Ledaite, Rav said, he saw Rabchia, right? Rav was Rabchia's nephew. So Rav saw Rabchia, you know, was willing to admit to the following, that he omar le kamoy di di zav de minoch mehem en migu di boy omar le anozav inter minoch. If he says I was there at the mechira, then he talk it would be nema de migu. Okay, that far he was willing to admit. So what comes out? The sugya on daf memala says beferish that he has ways to win. We'll go through those ways in a moment. But if he doesn't have edim. He doesn't have Edim, the Darbe Chad Yoma, that the middleman lived there even one day, or if he can't claim that he was at the Mechira, so then he loses. He loses. The Taina, the Planya Zavinda, the Zavin Minoch is not a Taina. Chazaka Shani Mataina ain't a Chazaka. The whole thing's not going to work. So what do we need the Gemara Daf Lamed for? The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph says everything. The Planya Zavinda, the Zavin Minoch doesn't win. So what's our Gemara adding? So that's what the Rashbam is pointing out. Our Gemara is adding that here, even though the Ma'arer doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the karka. On Daf Mem Aleph, the Mori the Besa owned the bias at some point in time. That's why he's asking the guy, what are you doing here? One person is Machzik Dalet Shonim, comes the Mori the Besa and says, what are you doing here? So we have a court case over here. We know this guy owned the bias. This person is Machzik Dalet Shonim, what's the din? So Zalta Gemara, Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavim Minoch, is not a Taina. That's not a taina, so he loses out. If he doesn't have the other two things that he needs to win, the tainas that we'll talk about in a moment. But comes our Gemara and says, but what would be the din if the Ma'ar doesn't even have Edom that he ever was on the field? So you would think maybe then he should win. The Machzik should win then, because this guy, this Toveya, is a nobody. He doesn't have any Edom that he ever owned the field. So comes the Rashbam and says, no, the Chiddush of HaSugya is it doesn't matter. Even if the Ma'ar doesn't have Edom that he ever owned the field, the Machzik still loses. Why? Yaakov. No Taina. Say it loud. Chazaka She'eni Mataina. There's no Taina over here. So it doesn't matter. It's the Chazaka She'eni Mataina. So therefore he's going to lose.
Now, of course, if the machzik claimed minach zavinta, as we said, he would win. That he would win. But Plami zavinta does not minach. That's ein bo taina. That's not a taina, and that's the chazaka shenim a taina. That's not going to win. Okay. This is the basic gemara with the Rashbam. Again, we have to do it slowly. We have to get the yisoda slowly, because there's a lot here. There's so many different angles. But if you don't get yisodos properly, you're just not going to... Without the proper foundation, the whole thing's a house of cards. It's not going to stand. We've got to get the yisodos. Let's see the Rosh. The Rosh explains this through very nicely, and I love this Rosh because he really explains the concept of migua. And we've been talking about it a lot, but to see it in the Rishon is very important. The Rosh fleshes it out, and of course he adds. We're going to see the Rosh for the additions too. But let's just see how the Rosh explains. Why is there no time? This is the Rosh in Siman Zayin. Aval gadleka edim lama'are. We don't have to read the whole thing. He quotes the Rashbam, basically. But Aval gadleka edim lama'are shayse shalo lo mehem nina lebemigu diboy amar minach zavinta ve'ach l'shnei chazoka dilo shayich migu ele b'shtei taints. Says the Rosh, what's the problem with his chazoka she'en matayna? What's the problem? But he has a migu. He could say minach zavinta. Couldn't he say minach zavinta? So why isn't he not neman? When he says Miplani Zavinta, the Zavin Minach Migu, that he can say Minach Zavinta, says the Rosh, well, you have to understand what Migu's about. You have to understand what Migu's about. Listen up. Tloshayach Migu el b'shtei tainos, shebechol achas mehen yochol lizkos. Shebechol achas mehen yochol lizkos, ela sha'achas yosu tova minho acheris. The Rosh just defined to you what Migu's all about. Migu is about a person has two tainos, that if we believed him for either one of the tainos, he'd win. He'd be zocher. The problem is, one taina is better than the other. Right? The taina samigu, if he gave the taina samigu, that's a believable taina. The taina he's putting forward is a taina rei, it's a bad taina, it's a weaker taina. So he's not going to be independently neman with the taina that he's putting forward. But again, if we would believe him, he'd win. Comes the concept of migu and says, well, he could have said the taina tova. He said the taina rei, so we give him nemanis in the taina rei that he's put forward. Why? We talked a little bit about this, but let's just say poshut. Malo l'shaker. Why should he lie? If he was lying, let him lie better. Obviously, some of the Talmidim, you know, we're talking Seder. I mean, how much does the guy know? He knows that he could lie better. He knows that he must know that the taina that he could say is a better taina. Let me give you an example. Like the classical example of migu is hechzartiv b'migu denenser. We had this before. Where? Gemara, where? Where? Where do we have this? Huh? Where? Daf Ayin. Let me get that. No, the Gemara. Tosus on Daf Hey quoted the Gemara on Daf Ayin. Remember? Maf Gereitz Chaveo B'Shtar? Don't worry about it. It's good. It's all good. It was at the end. It was at the end right before an exam. Don't worry. It's good. We're going to get to Daf Ayin again. Don't worry, that's why I mentioned it. I want to whet your appetite for that. It's good. What's this talking about? A shomer chinam. What's a shomer chinam chayef for? Chayef for negligence, pshia. What other things is he chayef for? His name of Aveda? A shomer chinam. He's chayef for pshia. What else is he chayef for? Nothing, exactly. It's your question. He's potter for everything except for pshia, right? Okay, so what happens if the shomer? What happens if the shomer gets the pikadon from the mafkid, yeah? And then the mafkid comes to the shomer and says, "Give it back to me." He said, "What are you talking about? I gave it back to you." Hey, come on! You know you didn't give it back to him. Brings him to Bezdin, and the shomer claims that Zaytiv, I gave it back. What's the difference? Is he believed if he says I gave it back? No, it's the mafkid's word against the shomer, so why should we believe him over the mafkid? The mafkid says no, he says yes, so why should we believe him? Oh, but the shomer could claim nensu. The shomer could claim. He could, if it's a shomer chinam, he could say nignava also. He could claim nensu. He could claim a taina that the mafkid can't contradict him about, because the mafkid doesn't know if it was nensu. He doesn't know that there was any accident that happened to him, that there was a flood, that there was, I don't know, the wind or something, that armed robbers came. Not just regular robbers, gneva, armed robbers. Right?
onus. He could claim nensu. And if he claims nensu, then there's no taina that the mafkid could give against that taina. He can't contradict it. He'd win with the taina of nensu. So comes the Gemara and says, if he says hachzaratit, he's also nema, the mikra nensu. Again, if he said, if we trust him for hachzaratit, he wins. If we trust him for nensu, he wins. The problem is, nensu is a taina that we would believe him for. Hachzaratit by itself is a taina that we would not believe him for. But b'migu, that he could have said another time that we would believe him, so we believe him with hechzartiv. But zok the rush, the key is once we believe him with hechzartiv, he'll win with that taina. Well, that's the difference between hechzartiv, b'migu, and nensu in our case. The planya zavinta, the zavna minach, even if we believe him, says the rush, it doesn't do any good for him. Because what does that mean? He says, I bought it from this guy who bought it from you, meaning he said he bought it from you. But even if he said he bought it from you, if he didn't buy it from the Ma'ara, then there's nothing here. The whole thing, it's a, it really is a deck of cards, right? There's nothing there. It's hot air. Oh, that's not amigo, says the Rosh. Because the whole idea of amigo is not just this idea of he's nemen for the Taina Reya, but maybe we could say a Taina Tova. No, it's only a Taina Reya that if we were to believe him, he'd be Zolcha. But if the Taina Reya itself is not going to get him the karka, if he's not going to be Zolcha with the Taina, the whole thing is garnish. It's nothing. That's the Yisod, says the Rosh. Avalocha afilu imehemnis lebemai de ka'amar miplanya zavnes da amali de zavna minach ein lo bekarka klom. Even if you believe him with what he says, so what does that do for him? Sharei hoda shayis shela ma'arer v'gam hoda she'en yodeh shalakcha mimenu al soshem acholo. Because 2 points. First, the machzik is moda that the ma'ara owned it. And he's moda that the only way, the only schutz he has in it is that he bought it from the middleman who bought it from the ma'arer. So what do you say? We don't even know if it's true. There's no dor bechad yom over here. There's no kamididi zavna minoch. I was there at the sale. So without these extra elements, his taina is nothing. So the taina is nothing. Chazaka she'en la taina, ain't a chazaka. This is the basics of it. So now we keep on skirting around the issue. Now we have to hit it head on. So how could the machzik win? The Rosh alludes to this. The Rashbam alludes to this. It's a Gemara. Mem Aleph on the base. How could he win? 2 ways. Okay, again, we're setting the table here. I want to get this out in front because we're going to see that there are nuances and we've shown him. So the Gemara Mem Aleph says that the machzik can win in 2 ways. Either if he has Aiden, the Dorbe Hamocher, let's call him the middleman, right? There are 3 people over here. We're going to use different terms to refer to them. Right? We have a Ma'arer, we have a Mocher, and we have a Machzik. Lokeach, a Machzik. Right? We have a Mocher, a middleman, we'll call him the middleman. These are the 3 people we have over here. So if the machzik has aided the Dorbe Hamocher, Chad Yoma, the Priya says that he'll be his element. Then his time is a good time. Then his time is a good time. Then what is that? What's the Dorbe Chad Yoma? Well, 1 day? 1 day? That's not... We talk a midterm. How long do you have to live somewhere for the other time? 3 years, what's Chag Yoma? We're going to have to talk. Okay, but that's what the Gemara says. I mean, obviously you see, this is a middleman. It's not the machzik. It's the middleman. So somehow in the middleman, that's okay. Even if it's in the machzik, it's not going to be okay. We just have to understand why. That's one possibility, one way to win. The other way is if he's toein, kame didi zavim inoch. I was there at the sale. That's not Stam relying on the Mocher. He's saying, I saw you sell it. If the Machzik says, I saw you sell it, so then that's good. That gives strength to his Taina. Again, the Taina itself is not enough. He'd only be Neman B'migu anyway. B'migu D'minach Zavinta. But he has Amigu. Without, if he's not Toin Kamei Didi Zavna Minoch, what kind of Amigu is this, as the Rosh says? He wouldn't be Zocher with his statement. Miklanya Zavinta Zavim Inoch, that's hot air. We don't know if that even happened. But if he says, Kamei Didi Zavim Inoch, Kamei Didi, Lifnei, Lifanai, Kamei Didi, Right? In front of me, he sold it. You sold it to him, so that's a taina. It's still only nema demigo deminog zavinta, but at least there's a taina, there's something to go there. So that's so then he'll be neman in such a case. That's a way that he'll be able to be zoch. That's a way that he'll be able to be zoch. Okay. This is the basic sugi. Questions? Like this. Mori.
What's the difference between him being neman to make that taina versus him being, quote unquote, like an eid echad? Because he's claiming that he saw the mocha go down, but he's only one person, so how does that work for him, taina, and then him giving, being an aid that the mocha went down?
Okay, so first of all, he can't be an aid on his own court case. Why is that? Right? So he couldn't be viewed as an aid. An aid, first of all, would only be mechayev shvuah. It's not going to get him the mamah. But forget about that. Since it affects him, he wouldn't be neman to testify. But we don't ask him to testify. Bali Dover never testified. They put forward tainus, and then we try to see, you know, where's the riot? Do we have Aiden? Do we need Aiden? Do we not need Aiden? Can we just trust him for the taina? But he's not gonna be an aid here. He puts forward a taina. Okay? Yeah, Shlomo.
So the Matzik says I bought it straight from the Maharer, is that
Minas Savinta.
Right. So does that work with Amigo?
So in this case, since we don't have Aiden that the Maharer ever owned it, he has a pesh, he has a migudi by shasik, right? He can say Labal Varm Bidiat. He can throw it back at him. Right. Then he would be neman, yeah.
Only in the case without Aiden.
Well, if the Ma'ara had Aiden that he owns the field, right? What happens if Reuven has Aiden that he owned the field, and Shimon is sitting on the field, and Reuven comes and says, "What are you doing on the field?" Who wins? That's Cheskas Abatim, right? If the Machzik has Aiden with Gimel Shon, and he wins. If he has a Shtar Mechira, he wins. But if he has no Shtar Mechira and no Chazaka, Ach Bishtarcha. Right? He can claim, what are you doing here? I lived here. Everyone knows I lived here. I have Adam, I lived here. So it's mine until you can prove otherwise. Right. The problem is, in this case, we don't know that it was his. He doesn't have Adam that it was his. So that's why the other guy has a legal.
Why does the Rashbam say that the Taina of Mithlanya is a Vinta, the Dharma?
Is that the Minach?
Is the belief in the Migo Minach Savinta and not the Migo of Lohai, Haitos Lachal?
Then why doesn't he just say directly that the machzik can say that it never belonged to you? We're going to get to that, actually. That really is the next point. Because the machzik is being molded that he knows that the ma'ar owned it. Right? Isn't he being velakamodes? So we're going to see that according to the Rashbam, that's a hodah that the machzik himself is making. He knows. And we know hodahs b'adin kemeya eidin dami. So hodahs b'adin kemeya eidin dami, he's admitting that he knows that the ma'arer owned it at some point in time. Right? But then would he be neman again? Would he be neman? No, again, he's not neman b'migu. He doesn't have a migul because he wouldn't be neman with the time of the planet. The time of the planet Zaranov doesn't say anything anyway. So if Minal Zaventa would only be neman, the migul of Lahaiso Shalcha Meolam, so why doesn't he just say Lahaiso Shalcha Meolam? I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Okay. From the Rashbam, it's clear that the hodah is what kills the machzik. The hodah is what's killing him. That he's admitting that the ma'arer owned this property at some point in time. We don't have Aiden to that effect, but the machzik is admitting. Where is that admission coming from? This is what I started to talk about with Tuvia, but now let's flesh it out. From the Rashbam, you get the impression that the machzik knows from some independent source. He knows. Yeah, he saw him. He saw him living there, so he knows. This is what the Rashbam writes. Kevan de humodi la ma'ar de shalo haisa hodas badin kemei edem dami. Hodas badin kemei edem dami. We know there's such a principle. That means he's being moded. He's being moded himself. And he's not putting forward a taina. So therefore, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
This is what the Ramban writes as well. Ramban says that the Hodah is an independent Hodah. The Hodah is an independent Hodah. Hodah gemura haya, modelo, says the Ramban. Shu atzmo yodea sheish al avosan. He's modelo. I know that you ma'ar had an ownership over here. Says the Ramban, if all he's being moda is through the middleman, if the hodah stems from the middleman because he says Meplani is avinta, the omerli deserved him enough, so the middleman is saying, I bought it from this guy, he must have owned it. Says the Ramban, that's not a hodah. That's not a hodah. The Avah gab the hodah is badin kamei edim dami. Hachalo. What's Ramban say? He said a lot here. Ramban says that the only hodah that we can talk about over here is the hodah of the machzik himself. If he's moda independently, that he knows that the ma'ara owned this field, so that's a hodah. But to say that the hodah is through the mocher, says that doesn't make any sense, says the Ramban. Because think about it from the mocher's perspective. The mocher, right? You can't say hodas badin kamei edim dami by the mocher. That the mocher says, "I bought it from this guy," so he's moda that the ma'ar owned it at some point in time. You can't say that's a hodas badin, that the middleman would lose the property for that. He wouldn't lose the property because he has a migu lo ha'isa shulcha me'olam. He has a migu. He has a pesha asa. The middleman has a pesha asa over here. If there would only be a court case between the ma'ara and the middleman, and the middleman says minach zavinta, he would win. Why would he win? Zavinta b'migud lo ha'isa shulchan me'olam. The middleman would win. So his statement that I bought it from the ma'ara, that's not a hodah spaldin that would prevent the middleman from winning the court case. So if it wouldn't prevent the middleman from winning the court case, Why would his hodah prevent the machzik from winning the court case? After all, the machzik is coming mikorach the middleman, says the Rambam. The machzik is coming mikorach the middleman. The machzik says, I bought it from this guy who bought it from you. So any korach that the middleman has, the machzik should have too. So why do we say that the machzik is being molded to anything? But the machzik is only molded that this guy told me that you, Ma'ara, once owned this field. So I know that you own the field. That's not a hodah, because the middleman wouldn't lose the field with that hodah. The middleman has a migu. If he would say minach zavinta, he'd be nemon. The migu that he could say, you never owned it at all. So if the middleman could win that way, then the machzik should be able to win that way also. He gets all the kochos from the mocher. He bought the whole field from him with all his kochos. So the Ramban, that's why you must say that the hodah stems from the machzik himself. The machzik, through independent knowledge, knows that the ma'arer owned this field at some point in time. And that's why he doesn't have the benefit of the mocher's pesha asar. Because once hodas, but then kamei edim dami, once he's moda, it's like there are edim here. The whole idea of a pesha asar is that no one knows that the ma'ar ever owned the field. But if he says, I know that he owned the field, so that's it. There's no migu. You can't talk about migu. Hodas, but then kamei edim dami, that's the biggest raya in the world. So once he admits that the ma'ar on the field, once he has through independent source, he knows his knowledge. He saw the person living there. So once he knows, so then he's not going to have a migu. Then he's not going to have a migu, says the Rambam. This is how the Rashbam and the Rambam learn that the v'lav komodis here in the Gemara, v'lav komodis is not that you're being moda through the mocher. That because you say the mocher bought it from me, so obviously the mocher is being moda that I own the field. No, it's not through the mocher. It's you yourself admit that I owned it. It's not the Omar li dezav minach. Replying is aminta dezav minach. He said that he bought it from you, and I know that he must have bought it from you because you owned it before. The machzik is admitting independently that the mocher owned it. And that's why it's a hodah, but in kamei edim, I mean, that's why his time is not a time. The Ramban says if he wouldn't be moda independently, then the machzik would win, says the Ramban. This is the first major diuk in the sugya. That the hodah has to come from the machzik.
Because if he's not going to be moda independently, then the marzik would win. Why? But isn't it v'lav kamodis? No. He's admitting, but only admitting through the mocher. But the mocher himself would be neman to say minach zavinta if he only had a court case with the ma'arim. He'd be neman to say minach zavinta b'migu that he could have said, you didn't have owned it b'chlal. So if the mocher has that koach, then the marzik should have that koach too. That's not a hodah that would make the marzik lose. He should have the same pesha asar that the mocher has. Says the Ramban, it must be that there's an independent hodah. If there's an independent hodah, so then the machzik killed his pesha asa. Killed his pesha asa with the hodah, with the independent hodah, and that's why he's going to lose out. Eliyahu.
What's he then being moded to? Like, what is the hodah?
He's being moded that he knows that the ma'ar are on the field. So now he's abdicated, right? He's given up this chus of the migu, of the pesha asar, that the mocher had. Because he's not being molded through the mocher, he's being molded through independent sources. So now we have a non-sadi, right? Hodas baldin kamei eidim. We have 100 eidim, right, saying that the machzik admits, right? It's like we have 100 eidim that the ma'ar are on the field, and the machzik has created those 100 eidim. So he can't have a migul. You can't have 100 eidim against the migul. It's just not going to work. Okay.
Why does the machzik?
That's always a principle. The Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Tes has a phrase: "Mamocha rishon l'sheni poschus shetovol liyada." Whenever a person sells something, so the zchuyos, the chiyuvim, and the zchuyos are transferred. Right? The shibudim are transferred. The liens are transferred, and the privileges are transferred. All the rights and privileges are transferred. Whatever the mocha has, the lokeach gets. Because he's buying the field with everything alongside that field. So it's the same thing as over here. If the mocher had a certain koach, Zok the Ramban, the stomach, the lokeach should get that too. Because everything is transferred to him. So if he had a pesha asar, the marzik should have the pesha asar. That's how the Ramban is understanding. Okay? Okay. This is the Ramban and the Rashban. Not everyone agrees. The Rush, for example, quotes Rabbi Yonah, who says the same thing as the Ramban and the Rashbam, but then the Rush says, you know what? I have a different reason why maybe the machzik is not neman b'migul. Different reason. Meaning, if the machzik is only moda through the mocher, right? So Zakir Ramban, if he's only moda through the mocher, so then just like the mocher has a pesha asa, the machzik would have a pesha asa too. So comes the Rosh and says, no, I think Epis, there's a way to disagree. Let's turn back to the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? He quotes the Rashbam, and he says, it's not clear that he ever admitted that the karka belonged to the ma'ar at some point. The Rashbam learns like that. Hodas ben kamei, and the machzik admits to some independent source that he knows the ma'ar on the karka. Asks the Rosh, where does it say that in the Gemara? Where did the Rashbam get that from? Doesn't say it anywhere. Ela sha'amar mipi ha'mocher lo shehu amar lo shekana mimenu. He's just saying it through the mocher. He's not saying I know through independent source. Ve'ilu haya omi befanenu oso shemachro lo, haya neman lama shalcha ha'iso lakachtia mimecha b'migu shalha'iso shalcha me'olam. V'imkein ze'a ba mikocha, ma'ilo mehema, nami b'taynesu. Flamish is cash. Says the Rashbam lets us to believe that there's some independent hodos baldin of the machzik. He admits that the Mara owned the kark at some point in time. Frek the Rosh, but it's not mashma like that in the Gemara. It sounds like in the Gemara, everything the machzik knows, he knows from the middleman. And the middleman would be Nemad Bemigu. He'd be Nemad Bemigu that he could say he never owned the field of Chlal. So if the middleman would be Nemad Bemigu, why should the machzik be Nemad Bemigu? Shouldn't the machzik acquire all this chuyos of the mocher when he bought the field? That's the kasha that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. That's the kasha the Rosh addresses. So Zok the Rosh, Matzasi, Shekosav Rabbi Nuyona Zal, Demairi, Kishaud, Amasik, Sheyoda, Shehoya, Karka, Shelama, Arer. Not below Divrei HaMocher Lo.
Hilkach Amar lekeva the yadis bevada yishak agashili haisa vein chayodei ashayisu shalosu shemach alecha el al piv ein lecha lismach al dvar avulani achavade mipnei asafen. Dr. Rabbi Yonah will talk about a case where there's an independent hodah. Independent hodah, that's why he's not, he can't be neman through the same migul that the mocher has. So to that the Rosh says, well, lean nearer. But to me, I can say, you know, even if there's no independent hodah, I still have an answer to this kasha. Why isn't he neman with the mocher's migul? Why can't the machzor be neman with the mocher, with the middleman's pesha asar? Just like the middleman we neman with the pesha asar. So too, the masik should get that migul transferred to him. Why not? Says the Rosh, I'll tell you. There's a practical reason. The migul works for the middleman, but not for the lokeach, not for the machzik. It wouldn't work for him, and that's why he doesn't have the migul. Meaning, at this in this teretz, what the Rosh is saying is, maybe Taka the Rashbam is wrong. Maybe there is no independent hodah that the machzik is making that he knows the ma'ara on the karg. No, the hodah is only through the mocher. Ah, you're telling, but if the hodah is through the mocher, then what's wrong with this taina? If the mocher would be neman with the pesha asa, that pesha asa should transfer to the machzik. So how can you say this is a chazaka she'eni mataina? He's living, he's standing on the legs of the middleman. Standing on the legs of the mocher. What's the problem? Says the Rosh, the problem is practical. Problem is practical, that the pesha asa that the mocher has can't apply to the machzik. It can't apply to the machzik. He wouldn't say it. Why not? Why not?
What did
he just say? What's the migul? Right, the migul is believe him, believe him that he bought it from the middleman. Now the middleman has this migul, so then we should transfer it. No, so says the Rosh, he's happier to say Miplanya Zavinta de Zavda Minach, because what does he have to do? All he has to do is bring Eidim that the Mocher bought it. That's all he has to do. But if he would say Lohoi Seshacham Eolam, if the Machzik would say Lohoi Seshacham Eolam, so then what would he have to contend with? The possibility that maybe the Ma'ara will bring Eidim that it was Shalom Eolam, that he did own it at some point in time. Let's take a step back. Migul is about lawyers, right? So, if we're going to trust him with the migul, what are we saying? Malo l'shakim. If he wants to lie, he could have lied better. If the machzik wanted to lie, he could have lied better. What is he saying? Miplanya zaventa dezavda minach. That's what he's saying. He's relying on the mochem. So, frek the Rosh, why shouldn't he be neman b'migul lois ha'shacham e'olam? Even though he's being molded, but he's being molded through the mocher will be done with that pesha asa. He should have the pesha asa too. Says the Rosh, no, but he wouldn't want to say lohai shulchan e'olam. He doesn't like that kind of taina. Because again, my little shaker is that if he's lying, he would have lied better. But if he's afraid to give the second taina, that's not called a migu. That's a migu diyore. If the migu is a migu diyore, if he's afraid to give the second taina, then that's not a migu. We had an example of that, if you recall. Remember? Right? Rava says that you need Eidos on the for Cheskes Abatim B'yom V'alayla. How do you have Eidos with the Sochrim, the renters? Practically, Mar Barhani Nogin Be'edusan Ninhu, but the Sochrim are Nogin Be'edos. Because if they don't say that the Machzik owns the home, then we'll say, pay the Marakama. Then we'll have to pay twice. Then we'll have to go to Beis Din to get the money back from the Machzik. It's a pain in the neck for them. So Fred tells us, what's the problem? The Nogin Be'edus? But it's Docha Migu. Right? Migu. Migu that they could say, we paid you the Marakamba, they should be Neman. If they paid the Marakamba, they're not Nogin Be'edus. So, but Migu that they could say they paid the Marakamba, they should be Neman to say that the bias belongs to the Machzik. That's Tosis Kasha. The Tosis answer is no, but they're afraid to say that. Why are they afraid to say that? Because if the Marakamba... because if the machzik later proves in some other way that he actually bought the bias, then they'll have to pay the machzik again. meaning they paid the machzik. So why can't they just say, why shouldn't we believe them? Migu, that they could say they paid the marakama. They could lie and say they paid the marakama. They don't want to say that they paid the marakama. Because if they say they paid the marakama, now the machzik is able to prove that he really owned the field, and they'll have to pay him a second time. So they're afraid. Whenever they're afraid, they don't say migu. Talk to Rush, it's the same thing over here. Again, if this guy's a liar, so what's he thinking? He's thinking that maybe people will lie. Maybe they'll do things b'sheker. So what does he want to do b'sheker? If he's a liar, then he wants to lie in the best possible way. Yeah, but the problem is, if he says lo ha'isa shalcha me'olam, what's going to happen? He's relying on the fact that the ma'arer, that there's going to be no proof that the ma'arer ever owned this car. That's what he's relying on. Now, if the ma'arer is able to get Aden to lie, to say that he did own the karka, then he loses. He's finished. So it's easier for the machzik to get Aden to testify that the mocher owned, that the mocher bought, that the middleman bought it from the ma'arer. It's easier for him to get Aden to testify that the middleman bought it than to claim that the ma'arer never owned it and to assume that the ma'arer is not going to get Aden to lie to say that he did own it. That's basically the point. The Lashon, Will showed me during Seder that there's a Teferis Yisroel that adds some words here. Lishakir. I see over here in this Gemara, they quoted from someone else. Sheyishakru v'yomu. Ki usobar sheyimtza edem sheyishakru v'yomu shama'are mochalo. It's all about lying, right? So it's easier for him to get Aden to lie to say that the mocher bought it, because that is a positive. He can get the Aden to lie. But what's he going to rely on? But if he says that the ma'ara never owned it, so he's not in control anymore. If the ma'ara gets Aden to lie and to say that he did own it, so then he loses out. So he doesn't want to say something like that. The ma'asik doesn't want to say something like that, so that's not called illegal, says the Rosh. So the Rosh is willing to say the following. Nochamal, let's chas. The Rashbam and the Ramban said that the only way that the machzik loses is if there's an independent hodo, if he admits independently that he knows that the ma'arer owned the karka at some point in time. Because if there's no independent hodo, he's only being modeh through the middleman. Because he says, Meplanya's event is not enough, the middleman said that he bought it from you, so I'm modeh through him. He says that you bought it from you, so some of you owned it. If the hodo is only through the middleman, then the machzik would win, because he has a migu. What migu? The same migu that the middleman would have. He has a migu. The plani has invented the zav d'minach. He could say that, but migu of lahaisa shalcha me'olam. That's what the Rashbam and the Ramban would say. So says the Rosh, it's not so clear. Maybe there is no independent hodah over here. But even without an independent hodah, nevertheless, the machzik is going to lose. Even if the hodah is only through the mocher, the machzik is going to lose. But the mocher has a pesha asa, so the mocher has a pesha asa, the machzik should have a pesha asa too. No, he doesn't, says the Rosh. He doesn't have the pesha asa. Because he doesn't want to say lo ha'isa shalcha me'olam. Because he's afraid that the marakama is going to bring Aden to disprove that. So he'd rather lie, if he's lying, he'd rather lie to say, I bought it from the middleman, and the middleman bought it from you, and bring Aden to lie that the middleman bought it. He'd rather do that, because that he can be in control of, to find Aden to lie that the middleman bought it. He's not in control to prevent Aden. Right? It's easier to do something positive than to prevent the negative. He's not in control to prevent Aden from coming to lie for the ma'arer, to say that he owned it at some point in time, that he's not in control of. So this is not a migu. He'd be afraid to claim such a migu. So because he'd be afraid to claim such a migu, it's not the Rosh, there is no such migu. So the Rosh already gives us room to disagree with the Rashbam and the Ramban. Maybe there is no independent hodah. Even if the hodah is through the mocher, nevertheless, the migu that the mocher, that the middleman would have, is not a migu that will work for the machzik.
Why doesn't the middleman have the same migu that you are?
What are we saying? That if the middleman had a court case with the marakama, and he says minoch zavinta, if he says minoch zavinta, so he should be neman, the minoch zavinta, the migu that he could say that you never owned it.
I would never say that.
I'm sorry? So he would never say that you never owned it, you said. So how can he be? How can anyone ever be believed? I mean, not Zarinta, but maybe that you could say that you never owned it. He would never do such a thing, because then he's opening up himself up to the possibility that the other guy is going to bring Adam to lie that he did own it. That he did own it. That's what you're asking. So we were discussing this in Seder with some of the Talmudim. Minoch Zavinta. What do you think, Tanya?
Could it be that what's making the Mafsik afraid is the fact that the Mocher told him that he bought from the Marakala?
And he doesn't know that that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
So
as opposed to if the Mocher is saying Minach Zaventa to the Marakama himself, and he knows that he bought it, but he doesn't have Aiden. Doesn't have Aiden that he bought it. Right, he doesn't really, if he doesn't know whether the Ma'ara owned it or not, it's only through the Mocher. So he doesn't know. Maybe the Mocher claimed that he bought it from. Maybe the Mocher's lying. He's saying, maybe the Mocher's lying. So he's afraid. He's afraid that the Ma'ara is going to find Aiden. Afraid that the Ma'ara is going to find Aiden that he owned it. It's a little different than what we said. Meaning, it's not that he's afraid that the Ma'ara is going to find Aiden to lie that he owned it. He doesn't really know if the Ma'ara owned it or not. So he's afraid that the Ma'ara is going to find Aiden that he actually owned it. As opposed to, if the person knows that he bought it, so he'll claim, you know, Zavinta. So we're saying what? If he's lying, the kind of, you know, Zavinta, so he could have lied better. So this individual is not relying on anyone else to tell him that he bought it. I have to formulate it better. I'm sorry, Daniel, you have your hand raised?
I was going to say, it was kind of like an extra level of yira, meaning maybe like the middleman does have some yira because the other guy could bring Adam.
You're saying he has a yira, but the Maslik has a double yira. Because he's relying on someone he doesn't even know if the story that the guy told him is really true.
Yeah, and even then, on top of that, then he might have yira.
That's what it sounds like. Doubly confusing. I mean, it's a double year. I mean, that's what the Rosh is really saying, that there's some kind of greater yira that the Masik has which destroys the Migu. He's afraid that maybe the Ma'ara really did own it. Because it's only hearsay from the middleman. As opposed to if the person is just saying, Minav Zavinta, there's no independent verification that this person owned it, so you just say you never owned it. Somehow there's less of a year in their case. They work on it a little bit more. What do you have? So your hand was up?
No, I just have a question.
Okay. So comes the Ramban, and he gives a simpler answer. Okay, the Rosh is one answer, but I really want to focus on the Ramban. The Ramban, you're not going to have trouble. Ramban has an incredible point over here. Ramban quotes the Raifit. It's not the Ramban's answer, it's the Raifit. Question is how to understand the Raivit. What does Ramban quote? Ramban says the same as the Rashbam, that there's an independent Hodah. And he says, and don't be confused by the Raivit. The Aval Pisha, Rav Rabbi Avram, Rab David, Zal, the Raivit. Mefaresh, not clear which Raivit, there were a few Raivits, but okay, one of the Raivits. Mefaresh, the Hachab of Mayaskin of the Eul, Loya, the Klal, Elami Pivshal, Zam Ocher. V'lar minan ha-pesha asar, u'ha-pesha hider, ela b'davar she-ha-ostro, oso midi aso, u'matiro midi aso. Aval hocha ze shoma mipi ha-mocha, ki shal ze ha-isa metchila. long sentence here. He says, even though the Ravid makes the following statement, I think it's wrong. That's what he's going to say. So what is the statement of the Ravid? Before we say Afal Pi, even though, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, The Ravid is the one who argues with the Rashbam, with the Ramban, with the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted by the Rosh, that it's an independent Hodah. He says, no, there's only a Hodah through the Mochen. Through the Mochen. So if there's only an independent Hodah through the Mochen, the Ravid has a lot to explain, right? What does he have to explain? If the Mochen, the middleman, would be done with the Pesha Asa, so why isn't the Masik done with the Pesha Asa? Same Kasha we keep on working with, right? So he explains that. He has that Kasha. V'lo armin in ha-pesha osar hu ha-pesha yitir ala b'davar she ha-osar oso midiasa u-matiro midiasa. What's pesha osar? Pesha osar, pesha yitir means that he asas midiasa and he's matir midiasa. He has knowledge, he says, he's the only one who gives us the idea of the isar, and he's the only one who gives us the idea of the heter. He gives us the knowledge. Without him, we have nothing. Aval hocha ze shoma mit pi ha-mocher ki shel ze ha-isa metchila. The Oser, right? He says, the Zavna Minach, right? He says, I bought it from this guy. That's the Oser. That's creating the Isser over here, that there is a Marakama. That we have to believe him. Hodas Belik Meidim Dami, we have to believe the middleman. The Chihadar Amar Anoza Vintamine, Zehadover Etzlo Besafik, Veinlo Lahamino Alzhusa. But the second part, that the middleman says, that I bought it from him, that the machzik doesn't know to believe. The part that the mocher says, it belonged to the marakama, I bought it from the marakama, meaning that assumes that the marakama, that the ma'arer is the marakama, he owned it, that we have to believe him for, that the machzik has to believe him for. But the part that the middleman says, I bought it from him, that's only a suffix by the machzik. Im kein havelei suffix uvade vein suffix motzi midei vade. What's the Ravid saying? The Ravid is saying that the Hodah, that even if the Hodah comes through the Mocher, there is no Pesha Asa for the Mavzik. Why? What's the Pesha Asa? Pesha Asa means that the one who asses can be Matir. If we don't know anything over here, he's the one who tells us that it's Asar, he's the one who tells us it's Mutter. He's the one who tells us that I don't own the money, he's the one who tells us that I do own the money, right? So what's he Neman about? What's he Neman about? So comes the Ravid and says, well, klape the machzik, when we talk about the machzik, so what should we believe the middleman about? It's all about Hodas Baldin. What does Hodas Baldin work for? You tell me. Hodas Baldin kemeh eden. I'm Neman to be Moda about something. Let's say I am Moda, that I own $1,000. That Ephraim is holding. Is that a Hodas Baldin? I am Moda that I own Ephraim's car. Is that a Hodas Baldin Kameya Eidendami? It's ridiculous. Right? That's not a Hodas Baldin. Hodas Baldin Kameya Eidendami means if I'm Moda, that's something that's what? That's to my detriment. The Chovasa. Right? If I'm Mechayed myself through that Hodas, I say I am Moda that I owe. Netanel $100. So that's a Hodas Baldin. Right? Reuben comes to Bezin, says Shimon's $100. Shimon's Moda to 50. Moda b'mitzah, says Shvut. Hodas Baldin means I'm Moda that I'm Chayev. Hodas Baldin, Kamei Eidem Dami works L'Chayev. It doesn't work to Pater. It doesn't work to make me Pater for a moment. That's ridiculous. That's not a Hodas. Zokta Ravid, the fact that the Mocher is Moda to Aser something, he's Moda that the Ma'arer owned the property, that we can trust him about. That the Machzik can trust him about. Hodas Baldin Kemeh Eidem Dami. He's saying that it didn't belong to him. He's selling it to the Machzik. So he says it really belonged to the other guy. That's a chol for him because he's saying, I didn't own it at some point in time. Someone else owned it, you know, previously. So unless he bought it from that guy, he's a gossip. So that's the Chavasa. That he's Neman for. But to say that he bought it from the other guy, why should the machzik trust him on that? How can the machzik trust him? There's no hodas baldin in that. That's something good for the mocher, good for the middleman. Because if he bought it from the other guy, now he can charge the machzik money for it. But if he didn't buy it from the middleman, then he's a gossip. So regarding the fact that the ma'arer once owned it, that's a hodas, but then l'chovasu of the middleman. That the machzik has to trust him on. But the other chalek, that he bought it from the ma'arer and that he owned it at some point in time, that's not l'chovasu. And that the machzik can't trust him on. That's only a suffix by the machzik. There's no hodas about it on that. So says the Raivid, in suffix motzim de vadai, there's no taina for this individual. Don't tell me that, well, the mocher has a pesha asa, so therefore the machzik should be done with that pesha asa. No, but the whole hodah that we're talking about is only a partial hodah. When we say hodah spelled in, that means that the ma'ara, that the only hodah that works for the machzik is the hodah that the ma'ara once owned this property. But there is no raya that the mocher bought it from the ma'ara. There's no raya through the statement of the mocher that he bought it from the ma'ara. Maybe he stole it from the ma'ara. So therefore the machzik doesn't have any left to stand on. Right? He can't have the kochos of the mocher because we don't know that the mocher bought it from the ma'ara. The kasha that we asked is that why shouldn't the machzik have the same koach of migu, koach of pesha asa, or the mocher? But that presupposes that the mocher actually bought it from the ma'ara. So now he has a koach. He has this koach migu, which he's going to transfer to the machzik. But if the middleman never bought it, if he's just a gazlan, so then what kind of hodah is there about the fact that he bought it from the ma'ara? Who says he bought it from the ma'ara? So if we don't know that he bought it from the ma'ara, then the machzik can't have the kochos of the mocher. So that's why the Raivid says that since there's no independent hodah, again, even if there's no independent hodah, Zok the Raivid, even if there's no independent hodah, nevertheless, the machzik is not going to be nemon with the pesha asa that the mocher has, because the hodah only proves that the ma'ara once owned the field. It doesn't prove that the mocher actually bought it from the ma'ara. This is what the Raivid wants to suggest. And the Ramban argues vehemently. Ramban says, "Ve'ein hadvarm halalu etzli al divrei havai." I think this is ridiculous. Shezen neman hu lo makach v'kach omer li l'ploni, migudi bayi omer lavdi dochu. Va'oso ploni neman hayalomer miploni l'kachtia b'din migu. She'ilu b'bezdin omer ken hayu maminim oso achshav she'omer lo lama lo yehei neman. What's the Ramban saying? The Raivid is telling me that you only have a partial hodah spelled in. The hodah spelled in that you have over here simply establishes that the ma'ara owned the property. But how do we know that the mocher bought it? If we don't know that the mocher bought it, then you can't transfer any migu to the machzik. So frek the Ramban, I don't understand. You don't understand. The middleman tells the machzik that he bought it. The middleman has a migu. He'd be neman to say that he bought it. He'd be neman to say nino chzadeh. Bemigu that you never owned it to begin. So nachamol, what did the Raivid change? The Raivid is trying to prove to us. He's trying to explain how the machzik has a suffix whether the middleman bought the field. So what? So what that there's a suffix? The reality is that the machzik is standing on the legs of the mocher. Bein lekula, bein lechumra. He's standing on the legs of the mocher. So if the mocher had a migu, the mocher has a migu, the middleman has a migu, so then the machzik should have a migu as well. What does it matter that you can't trust him that he bought it from the ma'arer because it's not a hodas baldin? But the whole problem that the machzik gets into is because he's simply relying on the mocher. Right? He has the mocher to rely on. That's his problem, that's his solution. Whatever koach the mocher has, l'chora should transfer to the machzik. So the same migu that the mocher has by himself, since also ploni neman hayolomer miploni l'kachtia b'din migu, he'd be neman b'din migu, the middleman would be neman b'din migu, so the machzik should be neman b'din migu. He's claiming he bought it from this guy, that's his taina, so why shouldn't he get all of the kochos that the middleman had? If he would say it's bebezdin, he'd be neman. If the middleman said minok zavinta in bezdin, he'd be neman. So he told the guy chutz lebezdin. He told him chutz lebezdin that he bought it from the middleman. So everything should transfer. What did the writer help me over here? basically the Ramban is yes. How did the Rambam hold? The Shmuel Rozovsky wants to suggest that there's really a very fundamental machlokas going on over here between the Rambam and the Ramban. When all the dust settles, what are they really saying? Reb Shmuel suggests that what the Ravid really is saying, is that the fact that the Mochem has an ego is not going to help the Machzik, because he told the Machzik everything outside of Beis Din. He didn't come to Beis Din. He sold him something outside of Beis Din. He told him that he bought the field from the Ma'ar, and now he's selling it to him. So yes, at this point, when the Machzik and the middleman are standing together outside of Beis Din, if the Machzik were to say that, trust me in what I'm telling you, that I bought it from the middleman, b'migu, that I could say that the middleman never owned, that the Ma'ar never owned it, so yeah, he taka would be nema. But that's outside of Beis Din. It's chutz le Beis Din. He's talking to him outside of Beis Din. What do you want to say? That now that the Ma'ar is toying against the Machzik, he brings him into Beis Din, so let the Machzik have all the kochos that the middleman had. What do you mean? The kochos the middleman had? You mean if the middleman right now wants to be towing something, he'd be able to be towing something? He can't be towing anything anymore. The time of Lohoysa Shachamei Olam, that's not going to work for the middleman anymore. Because he admitted that he bought it from the Ma'ara. That's not going to work anymore. The first time that the middleman claims something, then everything's open. He can claim anything he wants. But once he says that I bought it from the Ma'arer, so then he loses his ability to say that the Ma'ar never owned it. He loses his ability to say that. That's called a migul mafreya. To trust him in what he's saying now, but migul that, well, in the beginning he could have said something. He can't say that anymore. He said he bought it from him. He bought it from the Ma'ar. So once he told the Machzik he bought it from the Ma'arer, then when the Ma'arer takes the Machzik to Beis Din, there is no Pesha Asa for the middleman anymore. That's what the Ravid really is saying. There is no Pesha Asa for the middleman, even though he would have had a Pesha Asa if he had an independent court. Yeah, if the first time that the middleman is asked, what are you doing here? He says, Minoch Zavinta, so then he takul binemon, he has a Pesha Asa. But once the middleman told the Machzik that I bought it from the Ma'arer, the middleman himself loses the koach of Pesha Asa. Because this is a Pesha Asa lemafreya. This is a Migu lemafreya. Migu that he could have said, he never owned it, he should be neman to say I bought it from him. But he can't do that anymore because he already gave a taina. So since the middleman would no longer have the taina Pesha Asa in Beis Din, the Ravid says the Machzik doesn't have that taina either. Zochter Shmuel, that's really what the Ravid is saying. The Ravid is saying, even though the middleman had a Pesha Asa at some point in time, but the Machzik can't take that from him. Because the middleman already told the Machzik that he bought it from the Ma'arer. So he loses his koach to say that the Ma'arer never owned it at all. So now that the Ma'ar brings the Machzik to Beis Din, what koach does the Machzik have? He has a koach of Pesha Asa? No, because right now the Mocha no longer has the koach of Pesha Asa. If the Mocha no longer has the koach of Pesha Asa, then the Machzik can't have the koach either. The Machzik can't have the koach either. This is what the Ravid perhaps might hold. Okay, just to review. The question that we addressed is, where's the Hodor coming from? We said that the Machzik only has a Chazaka She'eni Matayna, he doesn't really have a Taina because he's Moda that the Ma'arer owned the field at some point in time. How is he Moda? So from the Rashban, from the Ramban, it's clear they hold that the Hodor is independent. That he knows from some other source that the Ma'arer owned this field at one point in time. But some of the other Rishonim disagree and they say, no, maybe even if he doesn't know, maybe even if he doesn't know from some independent means, he only knows it through the middleman, that's enough to say that it's a hodah. And if it's a hodah, then there's no taina, chazaka shen matani, he's going to lose. So the question is, why should that be true? If he only knows it through the middleman, since the middleman has a pesha asa, he could claim that the mar never owned it to begin with. So just like the middleman has a pesha asa, why shouldn't the maksik have the same pesha asa? So comes the Rosh and says he doesn't have the pesha asa because he's afraid. The maksik is more afraid to say that the ma'ara never owned it because he's afraid that the ma'ara might actually get Aiden that he owned it at some point in time. So because it's a nigud diyore, that's why he's not going to have a pesha asa. The Ravid wants to suggest something different. Reb Shmuel explains that what the Ravid really means is that this pesha asa is not going to work. Pesha asa that the mocher has doesn't work for the maksik because the mocher, since the middleman already said outside of Bezin to the maksik that he bought the field from the ma'ara, so he's admitting that the ma'ara owned it at some point in time. That far he is admitting. And that the maksik does have to accept from him. He has to accept the issa from him. He has to accept Hodas Balbin from the middleman that he bought it from the ma'ara, which means that the ma'ara did own it at some point in time. But he can't necessarily accept from him that he bought it from him. He doesn't know. That's only a suffix. So that's why his time is not a good time. But he has to accept from the middleman that he bought it from the ma'ar, that the ma'ar actually owned it at some point in time. And because of that, the Ravid says, now the maksik is not going to be nema with the pesha asa that the middleman would have had, because he only would have had that before he admitted that he bought it from the ma'ar. But once he admitted, so then he loses that pesha asa. Because that's like a pesha asa l'mafreya. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. What this migul l'mafreya means. Tosfos discusses this, and some of you may have seen. Right? That's that he should be nema. The migul, he could have said something originally, but now already he can't say it because he already put forward a taina. So once he put forward the taina, once the middleman said that the ma'arer sold him the field, so he's admitting that the ma'arer owned the field at some point in time. So he loses the koach. Have a pesha asa. He loses the koach to say that the ma'ar never owned it. Bichlal. So if he doesn't have a koach of pesha asa, the masik is not going to have the koach of the pesha asa. The masik is not going to have the koach of the pesha asa. Okay. These are two approaches to try to explain why the hodor doesn't necessarily have to be independent. Even if it's coming through the mocher, the masik still is not going to have the koach of the mocher. He's not going to have the pesha asa of the mocher. But tomorrow we have to understand why didn't the Ramban like what the Ravid was saying? As far as there. So what bothered the Ramban with what the Ravid is saying? So the answer is going to be, and I'll set you off a little bit, the answer is going to be that here we're not talking about a migul, we're talking about a pesha asa. And it could be that a pesha asa is fundamentally different than a migul. And because pesha asa is different, that's why the Ramban is arguing with the Ravid. Okay, take a look at Tosfos, take a look at some of the other Makaris from Yitz Hashem, and try to flesh it out.